Let's talk to the man who's 90 minutes away from leading his side to back-to-back promotions. The manager of Rotherham United is Steve Evans. He joins us on the phone now. Good morning, Steve.
Morning, Toby.
What a weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be... it can be incredible. Of course, we're all looking forward to it, and whilst the team and staff have to remain focused on why we're going, then it's a fantastic, not only a day out for the supporters, but I'm sure it'll only be historic and memorable if we are a championship club come Sunday evening.
Yeah, I mean, you've got experience of this, haven't you, Steve? You keep going up.
Well, there's been a lot of promotions, but I think, as you know, Toby, it comes with a lot of hard work. You know, as the sports producer sitting next to you knows, I'm a big admirer of yourself and your show, but I'm sure it just don't come off the cuff as good as it is. So there's a lot of hard work and planning, and we hope we can have another couple of days just to fine-tune that and be ready for a tough, tough game.
How are you feeling right now? Because everybody I've spoken to just want the game to start now. Is this the frustrating part for you? You've got all your media stuff out of the way, although you're talking to us this morning, which is good of you, but essentially it's about waiting now, isn't it?
Yeah, very much so. You know, the players would have played perhaps the 2 days after we'd played Preston, such as with the eagerness to go to Wembley and go on that hallowed turf and play a game of football with the prize being massive, Paul. But we've got 1 or 2 days of work just to fine tune them. It's part of a plan we had as soon as we were successful against Preston. So we probably need the next 48 hours just to make sure we're completely ready.
And you travel down tomorrow. You're leaving from the New York Stadium at 2 o'clock. I'm sure you'd be happy to see fans there to give you the big send-off. You're not going to the stadium either, are you? And you're not going to London, as I understand. You're going to stay on the outskirts, aren't you?
Yes, we are. You know, we would only do this type of preparation for any other league game. So any time we've travelled away, we've tended to stay a little bit Rotherham side, if you can call it that, of where we're going. We've tended to stay countryfied, so we try and get out of the way. And we try and let the boys relax and just prepare. And we've got a fantastic away record, you know, the best in League One, 15 away wins. And the reality is we are going all the way down to London to play a team that's only a few miles from Wembley Stadium itself. So, in essence, we're trying to win an away match. We obviously the prize being Championship football.
Steve, what's the secret? To go back-to-back promotions would be amazing. How do you come in at the bottom of a league and get all the way through it?
I think, Toby, ultimately, you have to have an ability to identify talent, of course, and then you have to have someone above you, like a Tony Stewart, who's willing to put his money where his mouth is. The chairman is not one of them who talks a game and don't deliver. He talks a game and then backs it up with his wallet. And there ain't too many of them in football, hence why a lot of clubs get into some serious financial difficulty. But so there's that. There's dedicated staff, dedicated players, and players that must join us must find a way to part themselves part of a mission, and that's what we're all about.
And you've signed a player this morning. Timing is interesting. Connor Newton's coming in from Newcastle. Tell us about him, and does he have a chance of playing on Sunday? Could he, in principle, play?
I wish he could play, Paul. The answer is no. I wish he could be available, because we desperately want our best players out there, and I'm sure that Connor Newton next season will be one of our best, enjoying some terrific footballers. But we had to move quickly with Connor. We were aware that perhaps we were going to get a little bit gazumped, which happened with Noah Dicko, of course, when we thought we'd something in the bag and came Wolverhampton Wanderers and the pulling power that those big clubs have financially. And we were made aware that not only Wolverhampton Wanderers, but one other two clubs in the Championship and another serious club in League One were sitting at the fence with him and talking to him. So we, Paul Douglas and our chairman, made a decision to get the kid and his representatives back down, as you know, yesterday. And I think as late as 9 and 10 o'clock last night, the kid was still undergoing scans and various bits to his medical. But he's a miller this morning, and we look forward to working with him.
We spoke to Les Payne earlier on, Steve, who you'll know very well. He's retiring after 45 years at the Star, and you've named the press box after him at New York Stadium. Obviously, Paul leaves us after 12 years this season. Have you named the toilets after anybody yet?
Well, there's a few things that we're thinking of calling it the Paul Walker doo-doo, whatever the doo-doo is, we're trying to work out. On a serious point, Toby, I think you work with Paul, and he's gone off to other things, but he just is the ultimate professional, and I'm not saying that, he's on the other end of this line, and he's been fantastic to work with, and he does ask the difficult questions. He does come and give you the eyes, and you know what's coming. and very much like Les Payne, just an absolute ultimate professional, and is as good as a written press man as I've ever worked with in 15, 16 years of management. We are style that's quite unique, and he'll be missed for sure.